This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us as we talk to folks from the Gatehouse today on the WPGM Community Forum. The Gatehouse is a transitional facility which aims to get people back on their feet. They're 25 years old in 2022. In fact, they'll be celebrating that in just a couple of weeks. We'll let you know more about that in just a few minutes. We're joined by Tom Dewar, the executive director. The operations manager is with us as well, Krunal Thakur. And Cindy Powers has joined us. She is program director at the Gatehouse. We'll start with Tom. You've been on board how long?
Since 2011.
And we're also joined by Cindy Powers, program director. And for you, how long's it been?
I'm 4 years as an employee, but probably 11 as a volunteer before that.
And operations director, Krunal Thakur, how long have you been around?
About 5 years as an employee.
So we have a pretty good collection of experience here to address the topic of the Gatehouse and what you do there. Let's begin with a look at the Gatehouse and what it is in a nutshell, but also a little bit about how it came to be, also an explanation of the name the Gatehouse.
Well, I'll let Cindy, our historian of the Gatehouse, answer what exactly, why the Gatehouse. But the Gatehouse is a transitional housing facility, emergency shelter, primarily focused on just not a bed and a comfortable place to sleep, but also a place to learn exactly why people are in those positions they are. Back in 1995, a group of concerned citizens from Danville and Bloomsburg, along with some social service agencies, some churches, got together and were in an agreement with Bloomsburg University to do a study regarding ill-housed people in our communities. And they found out that at any given time over a three-month period that 90 people were actually ill-housed within Montour and Columbia County. So they started this grassroots effort to open up a shelter, a transitional house to help these folks. They incorporated in 1995 and then finally got into a physical place in 1997, where they went into an agreement with the Danville State Hospital for one of their buildings, and it took off from there.
As part of being part of the Danville Heritage Festival a couple of years ago, I made it my mission to find out all I could about the history. We're situated on the grounds of the Danville State Hospital. And actually, our building was part of the Danville State Hospital, one of the very early buildings. And we were situated down by the railroad tracks. And right in front of our building, there's a gap in the fencing that runs all around the state hospital grounds. They used to bring patients that were going to be admitted to the Danville State Hospital, and they would bring them in by train. And families would bring them, and maybe from a far-off part in the state, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. And it was the gateway up to the hospital. They would go up and admit their family member or person, and they would come down, be able to stay overnight at the Gatehouse to wait for their train the next day.
So the name Gatehouse worked with the previous use and also works with this as a nonprofit, in a sense.
There is a good comparison there between what it originally was made and what it is now.
And some folks might be surprised to learn you've been around 25 years now, but give us some idea of how the Gatehouse has changed from its initial inception to its current state.
What I could talk about is just the past 11 years. Okay. But I did have the opportunity to look in through some old literature of the Gatehouse when it first came out. The philosophy of the Gatehouse has never changed. It's a gateway to independence. To offer services and support to homeless individuals and families. That mission statement has never changed. Our programming and our direction and our responsibilities has changed tremendously. We now not only focus on the immediate issues, we are focusing on the future. We are offering folks not only a comfortable, safe, secure facility to stay in while they're going through this transition, but also exposing them to the resources that the community could offer to allow them a successful transition from homelessness into supportive living.
Now, I know as a kid, you'd hear the word homeless shelter and think of a place like this, but that doesn't seem to be accurate anymore. I guess the terminology's changed. Can we look at it as there's a whole new model for dealing with this problem?
That, good point. You look at different homeless situations, say rural versus urban. We don't want to be just a cot and a place to stay. We want people to learn. We also are stewards of taxpayers' dollars and also our community donors. We feel responsible that homelessness doesn't happen again to that person. So what we tried to do, again, is get those resources, instill those resources, have those people address those issues, the people that are homeless, address the issues that brought them to that situation to begin with. You still have those homeless shelter concepts out there where they come in at night, they stay in a gymnasium-style setting, they get a shower, and they leave the next morning. You still have them, mostly in your bigger cities. In our area, we felt that we needed to get a bang for our buck with this. And so we took on, you know, when I came aboard 11 years ago, I said, let's do some programming. Let's expose some people to education, career and technical skills, employability skills, and social skills, and do our effort to make sure that doesn't repeat itself.
Let's move on for a bit to Krunal Thakur, the operations director. Hear a bit about your job and some other comments as to the part you play in the organization.
So to Tom's point, what Tom has mentioned, as far as your last question goes, we are more than a homeless shelter. One of my missions has been to kind of get that homeless shelter image out and bring in, I like to refer to us as the Gatehouse Transitional Housing and Care Center, which is our official name. And we do offer a lot more than just a bed and a place to sleep for the night. We have several programs, not just here in Danville, but also at Bill's House, which is located in Bloomsburg. We provide case management services, and that's how I got started at the Gatehouse. I started as a case manager, and I found myself getting more and more involved with what Tom did as far as grant writing, as far as community outreach. I was promoted earlier this year to operations director. I primarily work with our clients. We meet with our clients on a weekly basis. Tom, Cindy, or I meet with them. And I also assist Tom in a lot of grant writing, which helps keep our doors open. Also, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary this year at Barn at Boone's Dam in Bloomsburg. That will be on Saturday, November 19th. Please visit our website or our Facebook page for more information. But I also plan many of our fundraisers and charity events. Our biggest fundraiser over the years has been our golf tournament. We this year had our golf tournament in August, and it was held at the Berwick Golf Club. We had over, I would say, 80 golfers, and it was a very successful event. We had a great time, and that's something we've been doing. That was our, Tom, 13th golf tournament, and we're going to continue to do that. Next year, next August, we'll have our golf tournament again. We have never really had a banquet.
This is our first banquet, so we made it sure it's going to be a big one.
We want it to be. We're going to have a band, Nikki from
Last Call Beautiful.
They're a great band, and you know, we would really appreciate support from, more than just support. We want to put it out there in the community. We do exist. We have many services that we offer, and we want the community to know that we are a strong resource in not just Montour County, but also Columbia and surrounding areas.
Now, the Gatehouse isn't a massive facility, but you do seem to keep people moving through and help a lot of people throughout the year. Tom, can you give us some of the numbers as to how many people you're dealing with annually?
Well, I'll give you our 2021 numbers. We dealt, as far as just sheltered folks, 121 people. And out of those 121 people, there was 32 children. And our goal for each one that comes into our facility is 90 nights. That is our goal. Last year and past several years, we've been able to meet that goal. Last year, it was 77 nights. But one thing that, you know, that I think we need to expand upon is shelter is one of our focuses. Now it went into housing, rental assistance, diversion programs, and housing first programs. Thus, the last time I believe I talked to you, I was saying I think there was two staff at that time. I believe that was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now we're up to six staff and two interns. And the reason we needed to bring on more staff, additional support staff, was just for that. You know, when you ask Cindy and you ask Cronall questions, they're really not telling you everything that they do. They are the backbone of our facility. When I started saying, let's go in this direction regarding housing, I knew we had to bring landlords on board. Because the stigma of renting to a homeless person, that's tough to overcome. Within the 5 years that we have been doing this, we have over 40 landlords now on a list that work closely with us. We have some landlords calling us when they have vacancies because they know the type of individual that we're going to send them is a type that has received the resources, been held accountable, and they know that we're going to follow up on them. If that landlord would call us 3 months after they had left us and say, hey, I'm having some issues, they know we're going to step in and we're going to intercede on both the tenant and the landlord's behalf. So, you know, to really get into everything that we do, these people here, my staff, they're the ones that have taken the ball. Just an idea that was formed with a bunch of us sitting together. They took the idea and they ran with it. And I hate to say that a shelter is successful. That does not give society a very good image. However, we have been successful in both placing people and, again, getting the community behind us to support us.
Let's go back to Cindy for a while to hear more about your job, what it entails. We're talking about programs, and obviously there's a lot of facets of the Gatehouse operation that you're dealing with.
I think all of our jobs here are a little bit blurred because when you're in a nonprofit, on any given day, you can be doing something that you never thought you were going to be doing in the morning when you came in. So I think that's just a nonprofit life. But the programming I'm able to do really brings in a lot of other agencies in the area. We use Central Susquehanna Opportunities. They come in and do a program once a month with our residents on financial literacy. So there's all kinds of topics they cover there. We've partnered with Penn State Extension Service. We have somebody come in and does nutrition, and she does an hour of nutrition, and then she takes our residents up to the kitchen and cooks with them, shows them how to cook a simple, nutritious meal. We had the Penn State Master Gardeners come this year, and it was really, our residents really loved this. They helped us plant we have gardens there. They helped us plant the gardens, decide what we wanted to plant, and teach people everything from putting a plant in the soil to harvesting and how to use what you grew. All those opportunities give people something maybe to learn that they haven't been exposed to. So it's just keeping everybody, finding those people to fill in, not necessarily inventing the wheel, just, you know, getting people together.
And I'd assume an organization like this, which is benefiting so many people throughout the area, that there would be some sort of cooperation perhaps with other similar groups or local governments.
There is, we belong as an organization to several coalitions. There's the Montour County Human Services Coalition, Columbia County Human Services Coalition. There is the Columbia Montour Homeless Task Force Coalition. And within all those coalitions, even though we're very close, you know, between Columbia and Montour County, they're all one big family. I mean, everybody knows about something another organization is doing.
And we did talk a bit about your proximity to the Danville State Hospital campus, but give us a little more perspective as to where you're situated. It's a very tranquil kind of a scene out there.
Right across the street from the soccer fields of Market Street. Would that be the water treatment facility there? Or right across the street, right across the railroad tracks. We have a beautiful playground for our children, a nice pavilion. Give the Boy Scouts a shout out, and Cindy certainly is, that's where Cindy came on board with us as a volunteer back in 2010, and her son actually did an Eagle Scout project putting the playground in, and the pavilion was also a Eagle Scout project, and so was the fence around the dumpster. That was an Eagle Scout project. So we got a good relationship with the Eagle Scouts. Came up, they enhanced our facility. And it didn't cost the gatehouse a penny.
And we talk about 25 years in this operation now. Do you feel like awareness is where it should be? Do most people know about the gatehouse?
I guess I have to be careful in answering this question. And the reason I have to be careful is we try our hardest every single day to represent a company that we work with. And we do well. And we do that in the public. We do that when we're speaking with, in this instance right now, in the media. However, the awareness has to be accepted by the community. I believe there's probably a 70-75% awareness by the community. There's still some folks in a 5-county area because we're all so close to each other. A lot of folks don't believe that we have a homeless issue. And I'll leave it at that. I think they're the people that we want to try to expose it. You know, homeless stereotypes are very hard to overcome. Every time that we go out and we talk about this, you know, I'm going on Sunday to a local church to talk about what homelessness looks like and try to get the community, the entire community, 100% aware of exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Also, when it comes to exposure, it's not just us, the employees. It really takes a village. It takes a village in that, as Cindy mentioned, we have many outside organizations who continuously vouch for us, who continuously expose our mission and add to our mission as well.
And for our friends listening today who would like to help out, learn more, perhaps donate to the Gatehouse, give us some direction, how to send them your way and continue on this journey with you.
Really the easiest way, just go on our website. We just had a chance to revamp our website and it kind of leads you to where you need to be. If you want to donate, you can do that there. We can always use money, that's for sure. If you want to volunteer, you can reach out to us. That would kind of fall into my category, job description. We're kind of tough on our volunteers because we don't just give you something to do. And this happened to me. I was maybe one of the first people to volunteer there when under Tom's leadership. And I was like, oh, what do you want me to do? And he says, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. I want you to give me something to do. Well, that wasn't what happened. He left me figure it out. And the good thing about that is because then you're doing what you want to do and you're passionate about it. So, you know, when you come to me and say, I want to volunteer, I say, well, what do you want to do? And then, you know, I'm not going to just let you hang out there, but I'll say, you know, do you want to do something with kids? Are you more comfortable just doing something in the background? You know, everybody's different in what they want to do, but we can absolutely find a fit for anybody who would want to volunteer with us.
And before we wrap it up today, let's get some more information on that upcoming event.
Tickets are available now. On our website, we have a PayPal link. Our tickets are $50 per person or $380 for the table, which is 8 seats. And you can pay via PayPal on our website and just mention 25th anniversary in the description of your donation. Or you can come right to our office or mail a check to us, and we'll put you on the list for the event. We have plenty of seats available still, and we'd like to see a great turnout in, later this month.
And we also are having, we'll be having a guest speaker there. We having we extended some invitations to local officials to come and say, you know, a couple words. But at this time, County Commissioner from Columbia County, Chris Young, has a neat story about homelessness, a personal story. And he had shared that with me about 10 years ago, and I thought, you know, wouldn't that be neat at our 25th anniversary for him to share a personal story regarding homelessness. So.
And we didn't actually mention the website. Easy to find. I actually, to find you, I just typed Gatehouse Danville, and that's the first link, but it's gatehousepa.org, and that's where you can go to find out all this information, and as we said, if you'd like to be a part of it in any way. Thank you to Tom Grinnell and Cindy for being with us on the program today, talking about the 25th anniversary of the Gatehouse.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.